What's up?
What's up, Raiders?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Lagos.
Morning to you guys.
Wow, it's another Wednesday. Midweek, the week has cut into two.
It's half of the week.
Midweek.
Wet next day.
Are you going to wet next day?
Okay.
Are you going to wet next day?
Are you at work today?
Okay, good morning and welcome to the show this morning. It's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Just in case you're driving and you don't feel awake, we're trying to wake you up. Wakey.
You're driving and you don't feel awake. Hey, better watch it.
You know, your eyes could be open, but you know your mind is something.
Yeah, I remember. I was watching a movie a couple of nights ago, and the movie started. It was like 10 minutes. The next thing I saw, it was 47 minutes.
You were sleepy.
My eyes were open.
You were sleepy.
Yeah.
Okay, you were sleepy.
So it happened.
You were sleepy. Was it that boring?
No, it wasn't. I was that tired. So I just turned it off and I went to sleep.
You even did well to turn it off. Some of us just sleep off and leave the movie.
My sister kneeled down and said she wanted to pray. Then when I came to wake her up to go to work in the morning, she was still kneeling down. She just said amen and went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom to take her bath.
Nah, that's not even true.
All right, welcome to the show this morning. We promised yesterday we will be back, and right here, now we're here. All right? It's a wonderful day. We're starting the show the way we normally start it. The first part of the show is where we sound off.
Mm-hmm.
And after sounding off, we will muse. And after we muse, we get into another portion of the show.
Yes.
Every single second is fun.
And as usual, our musings are obviously things that are very relatable. But today, most importantly, we're going to be talking about a particular move by a young man and some other group of people to get Nigerians to get involved in the voting, mm-hmm. the electioneering process in its entirety. They've developed something they call V23. That's Vote 23. And he'll be here to talk to us about it and why every one of us need to hop on it.
You don't need to. You can't miss that. And it's somehow related to the sound of this morning. That's how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, once again, good morning. Welcome to the show. And this is Sound Off.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, check your time is 14 minutes past 10, and this is Sound Off. All right, we have been agitating many people, many Nigerians. You know that what is on ground as per what is going on in our country, every sector needs to be addressed, be it education, as a strike and all, be it security, kidnappings, Boko Haram, the bandits, different things, rape, killings here and there, be it the economy, the inflation, naira to dollar. We've come to live with the fact that the dollar is now 780 naira. Yeah, it was never that way. We have many things we need to deal with. And luckily, this is an election season, the election year. It goes on to February next year. And we can only make a change by voting because we are in a democracy. And you need to have a PVC to cast your votes. Now, many people have heard the surge. We've seen the surge in registration. Many people have gone to register. People that have never, ever voted in their lives. And we applauded that. And they said, wow, Nigerians are standing up to this. The apathy is gone. But you see, both of us are saying this morning that it's not over.
Mm.
Some people think just by going to register, they've done a great thing. Mm. And there's a time to march. They'll come out. They'll wear uniform. They'll wear caps. They'll go for rallies. it has not, that makes no difference if that's all you're going to do. Now, INEC said a couple of days ago, come and pick up your PVCs. Definitely might not be a walk in the park. Definitely might get there, traffic, no fuel, and they'll ask you, please go back, it's not yet your turn, or whatever it is. We're asking you today, we're saying, you need to get your PVC. Otherwise, every single thing you've planned, every dream you have of changing anything, every plan, everything you need to, you want to change, will not happen. Because if you don't get that PVC, you don't matter. You cannot vote. You can't do anything. You can only rant. You can probably go on social media, go to your closet and make noise, phone someone, abuse the country, do whatever you want, but it won't change anything. The only thing in a democracy that can change anything is voting. When they discover another one, when the Mungo Park discovers another way to change a government democratically without voting, we will tell you.
Really, Mungo Park?
I don't know. He discovered Radio Niger that was always there. So you should get your PVC and vote. It might be tough. You might have to line up. You might be under the sun. You might find it difficult to get to the place. You might have to trek to get there. You might have to come back 3 or 4 times. But if you really, sincerely, and truly want to make a difference for yourself, for the people coming after, for you to look up and be proud to carry a green passport, to look back and say, yes, we took Nigeria from A to where it is today, you need to get through, do the work, get your hands in the mud, and let's get our PVCs and vote.
And there's not much to say. That is Sound Off. All right, we're back. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's time for us to muse this morning. Given whatever you are, whether you be man, you be woman, if you were given a chance to, if a second coming for you was a thing, mm-hmm. what would you come back as?
Yeah. That's a good question. Will you stay a man or want to change?
Yeah, looking at how the world works today.
Everything.
What sex would you want to come back as?
If you had a choice.
If you had a choice.
It's on the table.
I've already answered mine in my mind.
Don't answer it.
No, in my mind only.
I can hear it. It's too loud. So, if you had a choice, if you could change it or let it remain the same, would you pick the same sex you are now? Or would you...
And give us reasons. Give us reasons because we want to know why.
Yeah, you don't just say yes, I will. Or yes, I will. No, no. Just tell us why.
Yeah.
Why don't you want to be a woman again? Why don't you want to be a man again? Is anything risky about you, Bob? Is anything? Is that all right? Call us on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you desire to change that sex of yours, why? All right? 0700-993-993-993. And for those that are females at the moment, you can call us on 01465-7190. Yeah, those that are currently female. 01465-7190. We're just asking this hypothetical question. If you had a choice, if you could change what sex you are right now, would you switch?
I mean, we don't mean like going to do it surgery.
No.
If you had a chance to come back to life again, if there was like a second coming, would you change your sex or would you be the same person? That's what we're asking.
So and we want reasons, yeah?
Yes. Don't misquote us, please. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's your name, sir?
Cheers to life.
This is Ekene calling.
All right, Ekene.
Yeah.
Ekene, would you like to be called Chinyere?
I was called Chinyere. I was an answer.
Would you like to, would you come back? Would you like to come back a guy or a girl? If you hadn't.
For sure, anytime any day, a man.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Because I love being a man.
Why now? What do you mean you love being a man? Have you ever been a woman?
For example now. Some of the things I am handling as a man. If I were to be a woman, I wouldn't be able to handle that.
You handle
like
carry weight. Brick lane.
I've left you.
Thank you anyway.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, Chester, live. Good morning.
I would not even like to come back to this world at all. If possible.
You want to be an angel? You just change and be an angel.
Or a tree.
I would like to be that. Or if at all I will be coming back, I don't want to come back to Nigeria.
Yeah, we're asking about the sex. We're not asking about location. Your live back.
Okay.
I don't have to come back to Nigeria. So let me just be in, maybe in USA or America. That would be better.
Okay. All right. All the best. Thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye.
So some people say they would like to come back as a tree. Some say they will come like a bat. But anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're giving you some information because Info Girl is here looking nice. All right, we did tell you before we went on that long break that we will be talking about Vote 023, the reason why we all should vote come 2023. And my guest is already in the studio. I would like for him to, like Wazobi, I would say, chuck mouth inside this microphone this morning. Good morning. Chukwuemeka
you have to say, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, let's go.
What's up, Lagos?
No. Yes. Wait, do it again. You have to do it from the bottom of your heart. Let's go. One, two, go.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! To life!
You're
going
to become a president.
Yes! Hey. In 2000.
Welcome. Right.
Well, Chukwuemeka Mba is the lead for Vote 023. He's going to be telling us what it is because, you know, it sounds like he's running for office. Mm-hmm. Vote 023.
So I think you can just do that in a bit.
Tell us what is Vote
023. Before we come back and really feast on it.
All right. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. So straight to the point, Vote 023 is a citizens campaign, an awareness campaign where we're telling people, look, you should have about 23 reasons to go out and vote in 2023 elections. Mm. So if you go to our platform, we've highlighted 23 reasons from security to education to value of life, justice. These are the reasons. Pick one and, you know, be very passionate about it, and that's why you should go out and vote. Mm. We have a public service line, 01700-6212. If you call that number...
01700-6212.
Yes. So okay. If you call that number now, you select any language you want to listen to our message. If you listen to it to the very end, we have an incentive for you. You have to listen to it to the very end.
Okay, so I like for the fact that we're starting with giving things out.
Yes.
So I think you just say that.
There's
again.
An incentive.
Yes, incentive. You know, because me, I'm going to dial that number now. If you like, don't dial. So tell us the number right now because they have to be doing something while we're going to short break and come back. Yeah. But tell us, what is the platform? Mm-hmm. And what is the number again?
All right, so 01700-6212.
Okay.
Yes, call the number. You can select Igbo, Hausa, Yoruba, English, Pidgin as well. Okay. Listen to the message to the very end. So we're telling you the power is in your hand. This is the reasons why you should go out and vote. Listen to the very end, and then automatically we also credit your line with airtime.
Are you hearing that? The number again, please.
I need airtime.
Wait, now, calm down. The number again, please.
01700-6212.
All right, 01700-6212. We need to give you guys time to be doing that right now.
Yes.
Just be doing that right now. Listen to the end. Incentive. Recharge. If you do yourself, you do yourself. Please.
Yes.
Let us.
Vote 023.org. Go and read what's on that website. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Stay with us. I'll take you to All right, still 99.3 Nigeria. In for the program is still What's Up Lagos. And I'm Mary Anacong. Stretch is still here. The banjo bell ringer.
That's your business.
Anyway, we still have Chukwuemeka Mba in the studio with us this morning. Chukwuemeka is actually the lead or co-founder, Emergent Labs, and team lead for Vote023.org. That's Vote023.org. And he told us quickly earlier on that it is a platform where you get answers to questions or reasons for you to vote in the coming elections. And there's a number for you to call so you can listen to some messages. And at the end of that call, you get an incentive.
Correct.
Where did you get this express idea? Because, you know, people like incentives. People like, you know, the fact that they can get something from whatever it is that you're asking them to do.
All right, since you've asked this wonderful question, I'll give it to you as it came. So first of all, I run a software company, Emergent Labs, and it's a digital lab. We build products from time to time, and we had this piece of tech, right? I think sort of basic. We had IVR and we had VTU, that's airtime top up, and we had SMS. So we just sort of came up with this nice cocktail. Now, we didn't have a purpose for it. Okay. Right, and during some hour of my devotion, because that's when the idea came, right? Okay, I was like my devotional time, and it just dropped on like that thing that you have. Why don't you take it to the public and make it non-partisan?
Okay,
that's all. And then I started running with it. I told a friend of mine who was actually in radio, and she was like, okay, I'll help you with the IVR. And in 24 hours, she just came up with the IVR. Angela Achubaya, she is actually our team lead collaborator on the project. So in 24 hours, boom, she came up with like beautiful IVR languages. And then the next one was, oh, why don't we do a national launch? I'm like, oh my God, what are you talking about? and then before we knew it, boom, we did like a national launch, and Radisson was really big, was successful. And then we said this, and we actually did a team song.
Wow.
Yes, we actually have a team song that was done by, produced by Gospel on the Beat.
Oh, wow. Gospel on the Beat.
And then Angela also was the artist on the song.
Lovely.
Right. So we have this beautiful song called The Call. Right. So you go to Spotify or YouTube Music, and you can either search for Vote 023 The Call and you get it and you can play it. Maybe we can play it later on.
Okay.
And then, so I just started talking to people, and then the vision sort of just united us. And we now set this audacious goal, like, okay, you know what, 2023, we need to call 23 million people and give them 23 reasons why they should go out and vote.
23 million people with 23 reasons.
Yes, why they should go out and vote in 2023. And from then, things have just been building up and building up and building up. So it's an audacious goal, right? But we've processed over, last time I checked, we've processed over like 124,000 calls. Yes, we still have a way to go.
Wow.
That means that 24,000.
Yes. So that means that at least people have listened to our message 124,000 times. And then when we look at it, we started in Lagos, and but all of a sudden we've seen like at least people have listened to Ausa language in about 20,000 times.
Wow. Right?
And then Pidgin 44,000 times. So so it's sort of like we don't have anybody in the north, but well, that sort of people are already calling that number. And
getting
so that
them.
Means it's traveled. Right. And then what we're doing is very non-partisan. It's not affiliated to any political party. It is self-funded by my company, myself, and friends. So it's non-partisan. We just sort of move away from who to vote, but why should you vote? And this, what is the strongest? What is the reason that appeal to you the most? Right. So for people, some of my friends would say justice matters to them, because if you get justice right, then it will sort of trickle into a lot of things.
Let's start from the beginning. The 23 reasons.
Yes.
Let's lay them all out in the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
I know that you've talked about justice, security, health, but just tell us, what are those 23 reasons? Why?
Because I see more than 64 reasons.
Maybe 100,000 reasons.
Honestly, that's a lot of reasons, but we stopped at 23, and then, there was this 23 team that just set up coming up, and then we just stopped at 23. So, but we have value for life, because we have value for life. We have seizing the opportunity, because we feel like now is just the right time. That we have to get it right.
Yes.
We have to make the best use of our time to create the future that we want to see. We have security, right? We know that an average of 14 Nigerians died in 2021 owing to attacks from kidnappers, bandits, and
14?
An average. So when you talk about
day.
Yes.
Because you didn't put...
Oh, I didn't mention for day.
When you say 14, I was like...
I'm looking at you like...
An average of 14 Nigerians died daily in 2021 owing to attacks from kidnappers.
Wow.
Right? Bandits, right? So we have education, the most powerful tool for you to change the world. We have then the infrastructure part of good roads. Last year, over 6,000 road accidents were recorded, right? So like there's good roads, there's infrastructure, there's agriculture, there's accountability. How do you hold your leaders you voted into power more accountable for their actions? Are they as transparent as they should be? Could you raise your voice and demand more transparency and accountability? It's your right. We also have environment. We have healthcare. 15% of Nigerians challenge challenges revolve around healthcare. Every day, our Ghanaian doctors are poached by foreign nations.
Oh, yes, we have 4,000 more getting ready to leave.
Correct,
yeah.
Correct. You know, and the one who stay back lament for poor conditions, mm-hmm. right? National. So, and a healthy nation is a functional nation, and we must vote in who has the best interest at heart. We also have justice, a lot of people's favorite. Many have been killed innocently, defrauded, assaulted, and violated, right? The percentage of those who have received justice is very low. And this is very, you know, foundational, because if we get this, it sort of trickles into other things. If you get justice right, then we care about value for life. Then we care about education. There's also foreign investment, inclusion, diversity, tourism, then the economy, technology and innovation. There's also welfare.
Which is the category you fall in.
Yeah. So, I mean, concerning welfare in the face of current economic reality, how does the average Nigerian survive on a minimum wage of 30,000 naira?
Yeah, that they're saying is too much. They can't pay that. Yeah.
Yet how? You know, the people's welfare is at stake, and it's up to us to stand up and make a change. So we also have job creation, a big monster.
So I like this, Wilda, and I think when anybody goes there, we'll get to see
all of this.
So that it is non-partisan, how has it been for you? How has it been to just stay? Because now there was a time when if you say vote right, they'll just put you somewhere. Mm-hmm. How's it been for you to how do you want to say you are non-partisan? How do you connote that from that side? How do I know? Because when you say Nigerians should vote right now, they will tell you you are for this person or that person.
Yeah.
So when they come, do they tag you? Have you been tagged? Have you guys been said
tagged
to be
to
sponsored
any
or pushed to anybody?
No. So interestingly, nobody has tagged us. But when we were about to kickstart this campaign, and we try to talk to a number of influencers, like, okay, we need you to sort of add your voice.
Yeah.
And a number of them, like, they didn't say it, but it was more like,
you must be from this.
Yeah, and there's like the sort of, they feel like there's this money element, somebody's funding. So I'm really like, no, nobody's funding this thing. It is me who you don't know, but we feel you should add your voice. But so far, it's been good, because regardless of anybody that's added their voice, this thing has been moving, right? And there's, like I said before, there's an interesting announcement we're going to make very soon.
Okay.
And I
think fingers crossed.
Yes, and I think it's going to add like huge credibility
to what you guys
do. Because for these guys to come on board, then it means that, okay,
credibility is
truly
a thing.
Yeah, these guys are truly non-partisan.
So can you add 23 million? Your aim is 23 million.
Yeah.
Do you have facilities to handle 23 million?
Yes. So in terms of the technology, we do have that. So if 1 million people call us, great. Now, so one of the things we did, and why we call it the Citizens Campaign, obviously I don't have the money to process 23 million calls, but one of the things that we did is if you go to our website, we made it so that you can sponsor a call. So if you go to the sponsorship tab, you would see, oh, a call costs us about 130 naira. If you want to sponsor just one, or if you just want to sponsor just 10, you can go there and click, okay, 10 calls. And then you, the citizen, after you've enjoyed the call, you can get to say, you know what, I'm going to sponsor 10. I'm going to sponsor 100. If you can sponsor 1 million, great.
Yeah.
You know, so we wanted to loop in the citizen so that we are part of this. So when we did the national launch, something beautiful happened, like the best moment. So there was a security guard that was close by and heard everything. He was like, you know what, I want to sponsor 30 calls. And I was like,
security guard.
Yes. And I was like,
and that's patriotism.
And I was like, yes, this is what we want. Because when you also sponsor a call, you also send like a certificate of participation that you, Straight, you, Marianne, we're part of this.
Oh, I'm sponsoring.
Thank you. So we want everybody to feel, I'm a man to sponsor like 23 million calls. That's close to like, we're talking about billions here. Right? But I don't want to focus on money. It's just more like the vision and the mission, and we know the help will come. And in terms of technology infrastructure, we have it all tied down. That's what we do. So if you like, you know, if you can sponsor 1 million, please bring it on. The system.
Let's talk. So the reason why I brought you here is because on Wednesdays, we talk about voter education. We talk about voter participation and why the civic space needs to be educated. How well do you think that people will be educated in terms of their rights and responsibilities to vote in 2023?
Well, when it comes to When it comes to voter education, mm-hmm. I feel like it's the work of the collective, and beautiful people are doing amazing things. So we have Dr. Obi, who just launched. The Office of the Citizen. Yeah. We have the Electoral College doing this thing. We have a number of people doing this thing, right? And then where we fall into is more of like the awareness part of it. Where look, voter apathy is a real thing. From 2007, the numbers have been crashing all the way down to the last election was like 35%. So like, we want to bring awareness to look, you know, it's not enough to just stay in a digital landscape and retweet and be passionate, but you need to come out and vote, because if you don't, then the numbers could get worse. But I'm really positive that, you know, 2023 elections, we would adjust that needle. Even if it's, last election was about 35%. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So even if we get 36, 37, 39, it's, 40, it's big success to run. Yeah. And it's not something that would cure overnight, right? But if we can just see the needle adjust, that's big success for us. So in terms of education, we can tell you reasons why you should go out and vote, but in terms of now like further educating the electorate, there's so many other people doing great jobs.
I have a very 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 interesting question. As much as you, this is non-partisan, and now you're also saying we want people to sponsor calls, how can you also make sure that a politician does not take advantage of the I want to sponsor your calls and make it a partisan thing? Because you see, people will not think that you're trying to pressure them to vote for a person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in terms of sponsorship, we can collect your money, but we're in charge of the messaging.
Okay.
Right, so you can't tell us what to say. We are the ones that the message has to be non-partisan. The message has to target people that have probably not voted before, mm-hmm. or are sort of like, okay, 50-50, I don't know if I'm going to vote. So we're trying to like persuade and convince them. So we're in charge of the message. You can't tell us, okay, this is the message to show.
And in sincerity, if you have a good purpose and reason, you should want people to vote, more people to vote.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, so you're going to tell us about the incentives, and you're going to it's easy. Mm-hmm. People are asking for the phone numbers.
Okay. Yes.
Again. So you need to take this easy, because now we just heard about the sponsorship part.
Yeah.
We didn't hear it earlier.
Yeah.
So everything, the gamma, the whole, before we go to the phone lines, can do this in 90 seconds.
Let us know what the website is. Take it slowly. And then the numbers for people to call and the incentive at the end of the call.
All right. So the website is vote023.org.
That's O-R-G.
Yes.
Okay.
Then the number to call is 01-700-6212.
Again.
01-700-6212. That's another call.
All right. And at the end of the call, you will get credited.
Yes, you get 100 naira. You get 100 naira airtime, but you have to listen to the message to the very end. If you don't listen to it to the very end, there's no airtime for you.
All right, because we are almost running out of time. Chukwuemeka Mba is, of course, behind the vote023.org. Yes, of course, it is an opportunity for us as Nigerians to learn more about our electoral process and why we should all be voting come 2023. Join the conversation for the next few minutes, 0700-993-993-993. If you have questions, you want to comment, 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call us a lady, 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos? Hey!
Hey!
Oh, Tali!
Happy New Year and a very Christmas.
Okay.
I agree to you and your guest.
Thank you, Tali. Go ahead.
I want to beg you something. If you still have the one vote, Nana, please tell me. I won't go. I'm ready. I'm off machine, Nana. I can't wait.
Okay, Tali.
All right.
If I tell you my right.
Okay. You have your PVC, Abi?
I don't know if it's your project, so I want to vote.
Do
you have your PVC?
I got my PVC the 5th of August 2014, and I've been voting since 1999, and I want to vote now.
Okay. All right. Utali, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your call.
All right. 0700-993-993-993. You want to talk to our guests in the studio, or maybe ask a question or two?
Yes.
We'll be glad to take.
All right, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah. Yes, so this an Esquire. What's up? 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 What's up?
All right, there's no time. There's no time. There's no time. We have to go. There's no time. Be calming down. There's no time. We have to go quickly.
Welcome, sir. What's your name?
This is Jonah. Fuck, don't scatter my words.
Like, sorry.
Jonah, quickly. We need to get to the point. We're almost out of time.
Okay. I just collected my PVC on Monday.
Yeah.
Finally, you know, saying I mean, they disturb every day. My PVC. To God be the glory. Finally, I don't collect them. So okay. Now, if they say, let's go, I'm ready.
All right.
PVC I got up for me there now.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much for calling.
That's PVC celebration.
Yes. So everybody seems super excited. They want to, you know, make this thing happen. But 2023 is just a few months away. We will be there. But finally, again, Chike Mekamba, we want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the conversation. But quickly drop those numbers again on the website so that people can go check this out.
All right. So the number to call is 01-700-6212. The website is vote023.org.org.
All right, okay. vote023.org. You get there. It's non-partisan. It's just to let you know that, encourage you to get to do what you need to do.
Giving you 23 reasons why you should go out and vote in 2023. If you haven't picked your PVC, go and spread mats there.
Yes.
Till you collect it.
We're having testimonies.
That's how
on
important it is. Yes, yes.
Testimonies.
Thank you so much, Chukwemeka. So on Twitter, how can we find you quickly?
Well, my handle is Airmeka, so AIR_MEKA.
All right.
Okay, Airmeka, like an Air Jordan, right?
Yes.
Airmeka.
All right, Chukwemeka Mba is of vote023.org. Go find out for yourself and, of course, get 23 reasons why you should vote come 2023.
And
thank
get
you
recharged,
so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Marianne.
All right. Well, we got to go. Info Girl is here with some messages and then we'll go.
Here on Info.
Thank you, Info Girl. Thank you. Thank you. Stretch is not normal. We need to see Doctor. What's our doctor's name?
Dr. Slash.
It will be, not Dr. Slash.
Our doctor in the house.
Yes.
You don't know. Dr. Fred now.
Dr. Fred, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need to take
him
to Dr.
I call
Fred.
Him Slash.
Switch off his mic, Maria.
Okay, his mic is off now. And we have to say our goodbyes, guys, because we've had an incredible almost 2 hours with you. And, oh my God, giggles, laughter, craziness, everything all wrapped up in one. And we could never ask for any better time or any better show to have these kinds of conversations and these kinds of laughter. So, guys, don't forget that you have to go to vote023.org. Go there. They have 23 reasons for you why you should vote in the next election, okay?
Yeah.
23 reasons, and they vary from one sector to the other and one issue to the other.
And like we said earlier on Sound Off, which we don't want you to comment on, it doesn't just end in you saying, I went to register. Did you get your PVC? Did you use it?
Do all you can to get your PVC.
Get your PVC. It might be tough, it might be difficult, but please, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your nation. Mm-hmm. If you love this country, you need to get there and cast your vote.
Okay. You have to. It's very important. So we can't. And for those of you who've collected your PVC, it's not a means of identification. It's not your ID card. Mm-hmm. It's not your driver's license. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Not it a status primary, symbol.
It has
like,
a primary purpose, mm-hmm. and it's for you to vote on election day. And don't forget, on this show, we will continue to give you reasons why you should go out and vote and educate you on your rights, your responsibility to be a voter, not just any voter, but a peaceful, very well-informed and very, very intentional Nigerian voter.
And if you intend to travel, like we talked, InfoGirl informed us on, it's something you need to invest in. You need to make up your mind. I'm going to this place. The details are there. Get on the website and do what you need to do quickly. I know there will be a rush on that one. Quickly, get it done, and you'll be happy you did. You thank us later.
Okay, and this is where we say our goodbyes. Thank you, everybody, for being part of the conversation. If you missed any bit of it, go to our website or download the Nigeria Info FM mobile application. That way you can listen to all our podcasts, a replay of the shows, or subscribe to our YouTube page at Nigeria Info 99.3 and never miss any show, any moment. The matches are piling up for today. I'm going to give my prediction. I predict a France Argentina final.
If France Argentina final, I'll beat you. All right. Today Morocco will win. The margin, I don't know, might be slim, but Morocco will win, and there will be Morocco and Argentina playing the finals. And I don't know, my gods have not told me who will bring the cup back, but
your
after today's match, I'll tell you. But Morocco, I'm rooting for you. I mean, not because my mom is from there, but hey, let's just do
it. Hey! Hey!
My mother is from Rabat. My mother is from Rabat.
Hey!
Look, let's
hi.
Go. See, I don't like
hi,
this. This is somebody
chest.
Just trying to
first aid
pose.
Box. Hi!
Let me tell you something. Rabat,
hi.
Morocco, there's a place
hi,
called
hi, hi.
There's a
hi.
Place called Alkia in Rabat.
Hi.
By the left.
Chest.
That's where my mother grew up. I just realized this yesterday. So if you don't believe me, leave it. Leave it now. Leave it.
The station is catching. See, the studio, everything what? Is falling down.
Let it scatter. Let it scatter. My mother. I'm not saying I'm from Rabat too. I'm a Nigerian. But my mother. Mommy, you know.
Church.
You know you're from Rabat.
Oh, you're first thing I had to claim.
She told me yesterday night that she's from Rabat. Yeah, place, it's a place called Alkia.
Why?
Alkia. You say it with the Kri. Yeah. All right. We have to go.
My name is Mary Anna Khan. Don't forget, you can follow me on social media.
No, say this truth now.
Follow me on social media, MIMIEYO, on Twitter and Instagram. And you just said for Mary Anna Khan everywhere else. I am originally from Nigeria, partly from Sierra Leone, but this guy, they lie.
My name is Stretch. You can check me out on Instagram, Stretch Original, on Twitter, Stretch Cool. But you can check me out on Stretch Al Kri. See you tomorrow.